What time is it now, please?
3:58, Dad.
You gonna put the radio on CKUT?
Sure, Dad.
Saturday from 4 to 7 p.m. I listen to the West Indian Rhythm on CKUT 90.3 FM with the one and only Howard Stretch Carr.
Sound waves in the air.
CKUT.
Montreal, Canada.
CKUT.
It's time to take sampling to a whole new level.
Pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. Welcome to West Indian Rhythms. My name is Howard Carr. And the co-host of the show,
Thief Sanka.
And along with the rest of the crew,
DJ Nicholas. Special guest DJ.
Welcome to West Indian Rhythms
on CKUT 90.3 FM,
People's Station.
David Elcock in the morning.
I want somebody to understand.
When it comes to love, I want to show you.
The Pointer Sisters for David Elcock.
Oh,
well,
shout. So by the way, today's color is red.
It's going to be another rainy, overcast, beautiful day after all the sunshine and haziness we've been having. So let's provide our own sunshine. I'm wearing something red, whether tomato red, blood red, fire engine red, any other red you can think of. We've just red down the place today. Fellas, you can splash a red tie across that white shirt of yours. Yeah, contrast-wise. I'll maybe go back to the days of black shoes and red socks. I don't know, a red handkerchief, red anything. Monday, what should we wear? I was told yesterday that in Venezuela, the Monday color is yellow, traditionally. So we give it a shot. Most people wear yellow in Venezuela on Mondays. All right, we'll do that on Monday. But today it's red. It's 11 after 6. I'm Big Brother Dave, here to do the oldies and goodies until 9 o'clock. And Mr. Wayne LeBlanc, the pride and joy of the LeBlanc family, the Jolly Giant from Santa Cruz. Craved by the ladies and envied by the men. In about Big Wayne, it's 6:11.
Pleasant good afternoon to you on a rainy, no, sunny afternoon here in Montreal, paying tribute to a gentleman that I had the pleasure of meeting some maybe 20, 25 years ago in the beautiful island of Trinidad. I was invited on his show. He was the first person to have ever interviewed me in Trinidad, Radio 610, I think that's it, We have a radio 610 here. No, we have a 610. Dave Alcock. He died on Thursday. And I was taken aback, believe you me. If you had the chance to meet this guy, you would be pleased. Because very beautiful human being with a sense of humor that would drive you crazy. I would make sure whenever I went to Trinidad, I would give him a shout just to say hi. Even when he moved to New York, I would do the same thing. How you doing, my brother? And he had a joke right there to give me. It's a, you know, you do this radio thing and you get all of these things because these are people you know and you know them quite well. Dave Alcock. Opened the show just like he did on many a mornings in Trinidad and Tobago. There is people who never made a move unless Dave Alcock was on the radio. I was reading some of the things and one woman says if she heard something that he's supposed to do every morning at 7 o'clock, she knows she would be late. He had full control over his listeners. They believed in him, loved him. Just what a radio man should be. I sat there in his studios and I watched how he worked. He enjoyed what he was doing. At the end of everything, when he said what he had to say, he would play this song one day at a time. I had to splice it in because the piece that I got from with him talking, the recording wasn't good at that end. So I hope you enjoyed it, those of you who are from Trinidad and Barbados too. Grenada, I know he had good listeners there. They would call him when I was sitting in the studio. One day at a time, sweet Lord Jesus. What can I tell you? Along with his ex-wife, I think she became an ex, Mavis John. He'd sing a lot of songs. He was good. Very good. The most brilliant MC, they say, in that side of the world. He was always wanted. You Are What Love Is. That's his massive hit. Still being played in parties, I was told. And she did a song by herself called I Will Be Your Friend. Third song. I'm sure even though they may be exes, somebody's feeling the pain because he was well liked. But approximately 4:30, I hope I can get hold of this man. He's one of the busiest they have in New York where radio is concerned. Ian Elegant. He was the second man to give me an interview, but he was a great friend of Dave Alcock. I don't know, I'm a bit choked up because I didn't expect to hear that news. You know, Thursday morning, Thursday afternoon, whatever it was. Because he always seemed so positive, you know, positive. Whenever you talk to him, no, depressing, nothing depressing about him. Always with some sort of wittiness about him. When did I talk to him last? Sometime in, was it the just before COVID or after COVID, after the second year. Maybe last year sometime. And he was still Dave Elcock with that voice, beautiful voice. And he's gone, just like that. You know, but that's a life we... That's part of life where we'll all have to go, but sometimes we're just not ready. We're just not ready. Broadcasting legend, Dave Elcock, who ruled the morning airwaves on NBS Radio. 6:10 a.m. in the 80s, has died. He died in the United States where he resided in New York yesterday morning, Thursday morning. What I loved about him, because I never miss the show when I'm in Trinidad, unless I was, let me not say it, but, you know, unless I was drunk, you know. But I would wake up wherever I was, and I would, I had a little radio, which I still do up to this day. And whenever you travel, folks, always get yourself a nice little transistor radio. If you're on a cruise, it's even better because you can listen to the various radio stations from different islands. And why did I go off on that? Because of a radio. When we travel, I'll do that. I'll tell you everything. Yes, as I was saying, he would introduce himself in ways that were meant to lift moods, often with lines such as, "I'm the morning man with the morning plan, the rooster with the booster, the bird with the air early word, if you know what I mean." Never figured out what he meant by that. In deep tone and joyful mood, he would bring these things across, and it would be nice. You had to smile. If you didn't smile, you were not human. But he was that type of a person. Ah, what a life. Dave Elcock, 78 years of age, has gone on to his maker. I often wondered whatever happened to his singing partner. Maybe the goose can tell me if I can get hold of the goose. Goose, if you're there now, could you call me if you're listening? If not, I'm going to try and reach you, but I don't have the number. Ah, Lord. So, Montreal. What's new? Thank you, Mary. You always make a guy feel so good. Thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Yes, CKUT 90.3 FM. I'm not into it, folks. Bear with me, all right? Let me play some commercials, and we'll come back and see if I can get hold of the goose.
COVID-19 was more than 5 months ago, it's time to get another dose. Boosting your antibodies reduces the risk of getting or transmitting the virus, and booster doses help reduce the number of hospitalizations and deaths related to COVID-19. For better protection against the virus, book an appointment at quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine and follow the recommended vaccination schedule. Vaccination against COVID-19, a good way of extending our protection. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
MTL versus racism.
Montreal versus racism.
MTL versus racism.
A concert united against racism and discrimination.
Un concert uni contre racisme et la discrimination.
Saturday, the 10th of September, 6 to 10 p.m. in Girouard Park.
Samedi, le 10 septembre, 18h à 22h à Parc Girouard, NDP.
Avec des performances de
Jonathan Emile.
Shawit.
Maritza.
Rami Picasso.
Paul Carniello.
DJ Lady Oracle.
Collecte de fonds pour Résilience Montréal.
Raising money for Resilience Montreal.
Tout le monde et tous les gens sont bienvenus.
Everybody is welcome.
This is a CKUT co-presentation.
Okay, and Mary just let me know that there's Barbados Day going on, and I don't know where she says, in a park somewhere in Montreal. So if you guys looking out for Barbados Day, go check it out somewhere. I was just looking to see if I saw anything, which I didn't, so I'm sorry. Yes, so Montreal. What a life.
Union United Church, Cinema Politica, and Catbird Productions are proud to invite you to a special community screening of Dear Jackie, a feature documentary by Henri Pardo. This special event will take place in Little Burgundy's historic Union United Church on Thursday, September 1st at 7 p.m., and the screening will be followed by a discussion with the director and participants from the film. Dear Jackie poetically tells the story of one of the oldest black communities in Canada, Montreal's Little Burgundy, by way of a cinematic letter to Jackie Robinson, the first black man to break the color barrier in professional baseball. It also masterfully connects to the present by challenging the myth of a post-racial society. Make sure not to miss this special event. Admission is on a first-come, first-served basis, and a minimum donation of $5 for the church is highly recommended. This event is sponsored by Caisse des Jardins du Sud-Ouest de Montréal and the Sud-Ouest Borough of Montreal. For more information, visit cinemapolitica.org. We hope to see you there. This is a CKUT co-presentation.
Montrealers were so proud it happened in their city.
Love star music, you're the sweetest sound, playing all over town.
Don't worry. do not worry.
Praise the Lord.
Lady Saw, on the line of Christianity. I do have my friend Ian the Goose, and I call him the Goose. I shouldn't, but I like that name, and he will tell you all about it, and work with WBLS and two of the biggest stations there in beautiful New York City. Ian, are you there, sir? I am doing quite well. Could you get a little bit closer to that phone? Because I think we're a bit... Oh, wait, maybe it's me. Yes, it's me as usual with this phone. Sorry about that. Sorry about that. Yes, Ian.
Not a problem.
You know, when I heard the news, I said the only person I can talk to who will help me understand the situation, so forth and so forth, because he was the first guy to give me an intro into the radio business in interview in Trinidad and Tobago, and you were the second guy. And I mean, yeah, years apart, but it was like that. And I said I had to talk to Ian, and I just want to ask you, tell me about this man that I simply adored. I am Dave Elcock.
Well, not only you, but I think everyone, those who knew him and those who listened to him, and even those who heard of him, felt his presence. Dave meant a lot to all of us. He was like a mentor. To us, he was the consummate professional. He took his craft very seriously. He went to broadcasting school in New York.
Wow, what happened? I lost him. Wow, you see this phone business. Let me see if I can get him back. Wow. I don't know what happened. I lost him like just like that. It's like everything else. Let me try again.
Hello?
Yeah, and I don't know what. Maybe I dropped you. I don't know. My expensive iPhone dropped you.
Technology.
I'm telling you, my brother. As you were saying when we were rudely interrupted by Bell Canada.
Okay, where was I interrupted? At what point?
You were telling us about being well-liked by other people. He went to broadcast in school, etc.
Yes. Yes. And when he came back to Trinidad and he got into radio in Trinidad, he also got into, he worked at an advertising agency in Trinidad. But long story long, Dave Elcock got to 610 Radio and he just became a phenomenon with his approach to broadcasting, his professionalism, and his interest and his want to promote Caribbean music. And so he was well known throughout the Caribbean. He embraced all Caribbean music, all Caribbean broadcasters, and he passed that on to a lot of us. And of course, when we started in radio, people approached the craft. Mm-hmm. They spoke well. They did everything to a certain degree of excellence. So that a lot of Caribbean broadcasters went on to great things in other countries based on what we learned from the people before us, like Dave Elcock. I worked with him on the morning show, and I don't know if you heard, but that first piece, that Dave Alcock in the morning, that voice,
yes.
Is the voice of a Jamaican girl called Wilma. Right. Yes, I got her to do that because I did all of his productions and worked with him on the morning show. And he had all of his characters, Jose Voropo, Mr. Bitter. And he would assume all of these different personalities and accents and so on. And he was a fun guy and a funny guy. He was humorous. He made the world laugh on a morning. In fact, we had so much fun doing the morning show in Trinidad that whenever it came time to read the news, I had to leave the studio because we would be rolling in laughter. It was so much fun. We became such great friends that he gave my eldest daughter, my first child, her name, Aria.
Ah.
He was the one who insisted that I call her that. Yeah. In fact, he gave me
a name.
My nickname.
Your nickname, yes.
Yes,
I heard that.
Yeah, so, you know, Dave was well-liked. He was very steeped in his Christian faith. And later on in life, when he came out to the U.S., he worked with my sister at a law firm. He was a very good proofreader. Mm. He was married to a Guyanese girl who died a few years ago.
Wow.
And then, you know, things, you know, health-wise, he had some challenges.
Right.
And they advanced rather quickly. He came to my studio a couple of times to do voice work, and he would always do takes until he felt certain that this was the take. You know, he was just that guy, man. They well loved by many, man. Rest in peace to him.
You know, I played some of the songs that I remembered. He and his, I think it was his wife at the time.
Mavis John Alcock, yes.
Yes. And I had tears in my eyes, man, because that one, that What Love Is, I remember seeing them singing it in Trinidad, and I said, wow, that is really what love is, you know. And is she still around?
Yes, she is. In fact, she recently did some shows in Trinidad. So she certainly is still around, and she's still singing, and she's very much a part of the music fraternity and artist fraternity back in Trinidad. And yes, that song, even my daughter cried.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It tears at the heart. Then she did one that I had to play, I Will Be Your Friend.
Yeah.
Telling you. Boy, what a beautiful song. Well sung.
Yes.
And
yes.
The word in. Now,
absolutely.
Tell me about the history of Radio 610. It folded after a while and turned into Tempo. Somebody was telling me that. What happened to 610?
We had two radio stations at that time back in the day. Radio Trinidad, 7:30 a.m., and Radio 610 on the AM dial.
Mm-hmm.
Then came the advent of stereo radio, FM radio, and we opened up the first FM, Radio 100 FM. And so the radio stations, the other company, they also opened up an FM, 95. And as we came through the years, FM became, of course, more popular because it had the sound. And while initially the FM services played mostly classical music and soft music and stuff like that, with the passage of time, the young people gravitated to the FM sound. And so the music got younger and younger and younger. And the old technology of AM radio was being lost on these younger listeners. They didn't like that AM sound, of course.
Okay.
And so the popularity of FM radio grew. And we all ported over from 610. The companies started investing in pumping up the power of FM and FM radio. And so that was being promoted. And then later on down, many years later, when the government issued new licenses for broadcast stations, they all were FM, of course, and bam, that was the ultimate end of AM radio.
So in Trinidad, you don't have an AM station
at the moment? No.
Wow. Wow. So where do you get your hourly news from? The FM stations?
Television.
Okay.
Television became the go-to for news, and in the evening, radio still a couple of the services that the demographic was the more mature listener, and they would have the news at noon. Of course, you know, in the Caribbean, we do news like at 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock in the morning,
right.
And then there's a major newscast at 12 noon. But television news took over the go-to source for news in the evening at 7 o'clock. And with four now or more, I think, television stations, that's where they get the news. The radio stations basically do brief news, or what they do, they link with like the major station or the more mature station in the cluster, or they take the television newscast in the evening.
Mm. So did Dave hang around for that, or did he go to the TV stations or what?
Oh, well, remember, Dave hosted television shows and so on, and Dave was, a master of ceremonies. Dave was almost everything. But then as things grew and as radio got younger, people like Dave were a little slow on getting things done, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Everything became quite fast-paced and dynamic and, like, you know. And so the sound of radio changed. The DJs started talking faster. They started emulating, North American DJs.
Right.
Slang became a part of the twang. Addiction went out the window. And mm-hmm. so the whole sound of radio changed. In fact, right now in the U.S., broadcasters are only allowed in the main to do two or three breaks in an hour. Everything is now music based, and the music must be music that has been released by a label. So, you know, all of that changed, and, you know, Dave got older, he migrated, and, you know, you got to live, right?
Yes, yes. So when he moved on from Trinidad to New York, did he do anything in New York and in his pre-retirement days or his retirement days?
He did a couple of commercials for People, but no radio per se. I was the one who got into radio and got into WLIB and WBLS and so on. And,
but you're a young guy, no. So, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you. But, you know, I was quite lucky to have been shouldering with a lot of the best in Caribbean and worldwide broadcasting, man. And people like Dave helped me to have an appreciation for this craft that saw me being able to stand side by side with a lot of the best, you know.
You know what?
And I didn't realize that until I started doing so well.
Well, you know, this what you just said is so true. In doing the thing or growing up, you don't realize how far you have excelled in doing something like radio until one of these days when you look back at it and said, you know, that was good. I stood up there and I counted the clock and everything was fine. Dave Elcock I loved how he introduced himself. I had to play part of that boy, and I'm the morning man with the morning plan.
yes. Things all like of those. That. Yeah, because, you know, a lot of us in the Caribbean, we listened a lot to, like, Frankie Crocker in New York.
Exactly.
Ken Webb and they with The Color of the Day. And so, you know, Dave sort of took all of those things, but he put his own slant on them. He didn't just copy, you know. He made it. It's almost as if he reinvented that wheel, you know. And then he would come into the studio with his bell and his Bible and his characters and so on. And
a bell.
Yeah, and he would just wake people up in the morning, man. And you had to wake up and listen.
Everybody
in the morning.
Everybody listened to this guy. And I had a friend in Trinidad. He would call me at 6:30. I'm visiting in people's houses. He'd call me on their phone. Stretch. Remember, listen. And I would have to listen. And then after a while, for the 2 weeks I'm there, it was no longer calling me because I would be there listening because he was totally entertaining. Anyway, yes, yes. Ian, any last thing you want to wrap up that you'd like to say about him and that hasn't been said, or when will he be laid to rest?
Those details are being worked out right now. So I have been told that his son and the pastor are making the final decisions on what will be done. Because, as you know, dementia had set in. He had Parkinson's coming down to the late stage there. And so they're still in the decision-making stage. But, you know, I just want to pass out condolences to his family, to his children, to his fans all over the world, man. And just want to say, Dave, love you, man. You know, yes. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Dave Elcock. You have.
And thank you.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. You have made your mark. You've made your mark on this world, and you have done your share. And you, Ian, you are doing your share because you still continue the soca thing on Sundays. Please give yourself a plug because I enjoy. The old guy gets up and start to move sometimes, you know. So plug away.
All right. Thank you, man. And you said, I mean, it's such a pleasure. Man. I love you, brother. And, you know, thank you for all the kind words. And thank you for being a buddy.
Yes, my brother. I thank you, too, because, folks, in case you don't know, whenever I am stuck, I pick up my phone or whatever and say, could you get this for me? And sure enough, it's there. Thank you, Ian. And when can we catch you on the air? Or you have a soca thing on Sundays?
Yes. I am live every Sunday from 2 to 5 New York time on teamsoca.com and simultaneously in Trinidad on 104.7 Iconic Radio, a station owned by Robert Amar and his wife, 104.7 in Trinidad and teamsoca.com.
Is that the same Omar that had the car dealership?
Yes.
He still has a car dealership?
I don't know the full details about that, but I don't think so.
Okay. No, I'm just curious because I met him there, you know. So I was just curious about that. Anyway, Ian, don't let me haul up no more of your time. I thank you, my brother. Much love to you and give everybody that you know and I know my respect and to the family.
Thank you, my brother, and all the best to you and yours and your listeners also. And thank you for having me, man.
Anytime. You're coming back,
you know. One love.
You're coming back later on down in the year because as soon as I get my Zoom going where everybody can see who I'm talking to, I'll be dragging you back out of that New York to come and talk with us.
It will be my pleasure.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Yes, man. More life, more love, huh?
Yes, sir. More life, more love. Yeah. Yes, folks, Mr. Ian, thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
You're welcome, brother. Bye-bye.
He's just like, folks, he's just like Mr. Elcock. A more pleasant person you can't meet. Ian works at Hot 97, WBLS, 107.5, WLIB, 1190. I used to listen to all of these stations when I used to go to New York on a weekly basis because one out of two things. At the time, we had a record store and you wanted to get the latest to come back here to Montreal. And you didn't have where you could listen from New York, from Montreal to New York, etc. So we used to go there and just hang out in my friend Ashley's sister's house, and we'd be writing, and then the following day we'd go get the records. Hot 97 is a big station, play all the hits of the young kids, and WBLS 107.5, WLIB 1190, I think that was the AM station. when you wanted all the news, as the one we used to do, tune into. Now he works at all three. Very talented person. Not only behind the mic, but also behind the board. From Trinidad, he's been doing that. So, love that guy. So, remember, you locked into CKUT 90.3 FM. And my name is Howard Carr. And, you know, I just talked to the guys about Dave. And I feel much better. I feel like a load has gotten off of my back. You know, it's like yesterday was a friend of mine, a good friend of mine. We hung out. A lot of people would know who I'm talking. It was his birthday. He has gone up. He has made his transition to heaven. And so forth and so forth. All right? So, what time is it? 8 minutes to the hour of 5 o'clock, and coming in at 5 o'clock will be Mr. Nicholas with his soca music. And around 5:15, 5:20, I'll be speaking to Albino, Martin Albino. He said he had something lined up, and I'm very sorry, but my printer ran out of ink. And if I don't print the flyers, I can't read them off the phone. So you will have to do most of the talking, Mr. Albino. I hope you'll understand. And folks, I'll tell you a trick and trade. I know a lot of people are using the internet for their advertisement. Nothing is wrong with that. But listen, you have to more or less, you know, don't make so many of the prints so fine. Because when you reprint them, when you download it off the internet and reprint it, it's so small that you can't read it, all right? So the less wording, choose your words carefully so that you don't have to have so many wording. And send it to me and I will read it. Anyhow, we continue the ride.
Union United Church, Cinema Politica, and Catbird Productions are proud to invite you to a special community screening of Dear Jackie, a feature documentary by Henri Pardo. This special event will take place in Little Burgundy's historic Union United Church on Thursday, September 1st at 7 p.m., and the screening will be followed by a discussion with the director and participants from the film. Dear Jackie poetically tells the story of one of the oldest black communities in Canada, Montreal's Little Burgundy, by way of a cinematic letter to Jackie Robinson, the first black man to break the color barrier in professional baseball. It also masterfully connects to the present by challenging the myth of a post-racial society. Make sure not to miss this special event. Admission is on a first-come, first-served basis, and a minimum donation of $5 for the church is highly recommended. This event is sponsored by Caisse des Jardins du Sud-Ouest de Montréal and the Sud-Ouest Borough of Montreal. For more information, visit cinemapolitica.org. We hope to see you there. This is a CKUT co-presentation.
Montrealers were so proud it happened in their city.
This is Singing Melody and Lady Saw. I want you all to listen to Lady Saw's voice in this song, all right? I'm gonna rewind it.
I'm not afraid to
another Montreal's finest, Taylor Allen.